Punisher season 2 starts in January. Oh. And then the latest rumor was the Netflix shows will all be on the Disney streaming service, which I already kind of figured anyway.
Oh, okay.
Fucking bastards.
I didn't figure there would be a Punisher season 2. I thought after...
Oh, no. It's coming in January. That's what they said.
Because I assume they just don't want to pay for the rights to the Marvel characters. But Disney's probably asking something insane. So I think it was one of the actresses on Daredevil said that they were working on another project with some of the writers from Daredevil and some of the people from Disney. And the people from Disney said they didn't understand why Netflix would just cancel the shows.
Netflix had a point when they canceled it. They were like, Disney's got their own streaming service, and they decided to do Marvel TV properties, and they start trying to tie them into what Netflix did, then all Netflix is doing is advertising for another streaming service.
Yeah, and at the end of the day, Disney wants everything in-house anyway, so.
Everybody's trying to get in on the whole streaming service. They saw what Netflix was doing, and unfortunately, Netflix didn't think or couldn't patent some of the stuff they're doing, or either that offer a more lucrative, drop the price on what they were doing, drop their cut a little bit. But I think the big problem is that Netflix, they've been encroaching on actual films, you know, with all their original content and shit. Now they're going into films, so.
Yeah, I mean, because it really started with House of Cards. House of Cards just made Netflix blow up, and then when Netflix started dealing with movies that would be Oscar quality movies. Beast of No Nation is probably the first one. People took notice. It's like, oh, well, they go from somebody that can host our content to being a competitor. Death knell for Netflix.
The last time there was a huge shakeup when everybody was like, we're pulling our content from Netflix. Kind of like, good luck with that because I'm not going to sign up for another streaming service. You know, everyone then finally trickle back, or Netflix just decided to pump more money into original content. And it was like they thrived off of that. They're just being a little more cutthroat. They're like, we're not in partnership with you guys anymore. You're now competition. And I like Netflix, but I like my Marvel stuff too. So I don't know what to do.
Are you signing up for another streaming service, Mike?
Not yet.
Not going to sign up for the...
No, Disney would have to make it official and announce that the shows are coming back and all that. Because outside of that, I really had no purpose to sign up for anything for Disney.
Well, CBS All Access did that. I think they were the ones that really kind of showed that if you have one thing that people want to do, because everyone signed up for CBS All Access, binge watch the Star Trek. And then people start canceling, or most people canceled, but a lot of more people kept the service going. But it was enough. There was something on there for people to watch, and they were going to come to it. So I don't know. I mean, it's like
I'm just sticking with Amazon and Netflix for right now.
Yeah. God, this is going to suck because Amazon's got amazing shit too, and like it's going to be a little costly here.
And so then it
might get costly.
Yeah, then you have some of the gaming services doing the same thing. So just
fucking assholes, like fucking Epic's got over Epic Game Show. This is all around Fortnite. And I fucking hate Fortnite.
Yes.
I fucking hate Fortnite. And that
worst game in existence.
Yeah, I never played it. I know they're giving out scholarships.
Leave it alone. Leave it alone.
Oh, well, I just know they're giving out scholarships for it, and they got Fortnite Rehab, and I'm just like, come on, man.
Rehab?
Yeah, you ain't heard about that?
That shitty-ass game? That game is horrible. I tried it.
There's parents that are sending their kids to, quote-unquote, Fortnite Rehab because their kids play Fortnite all day, all night. They can't get them off the damn video game system.
You know what it is? You know
what it's called? You're the parent, so you tell them get the hell off the system.
Yeah, thank you.
Cut it off.
That's what it's called. You know. That's what it's called. It's called give me that goddamn game. That's called a day. Give me the whole game system. Called a day.
And you know what? Let's talk about something. What did you think of that Aladdin poster promo photo?
They killed it for me.
I mean, I was like everybody. I thought he was supposed to be blue. Oh yeah, they had been announced that.
As I said,
I didn't know it was literally going to be him. I thought it was going to be like CGI, and he was just voicing it. Later on, it tweeted to everybody that he's going to be blue.
Yeah. Okay.
Worse.
Why would they even put out that promo photo of him if he's not going to be blue in the photo?
I don't know. I'm not going to see Aladdin. I'm not going to see Lion King. I don't care about none of that shit.
No, I'm going to see Lion King, but. Fuck Aladdin, man. And Aladdin's one of my favorite Disney movies, but that shit.
A whole new world.
And plus, Will Smith compared to Robin Williams.
No, one's a legend.
I don't have the hate that Barry has for.
So, speaking of Will Smith, that Men in Black trailer or Men in Black, whatever the
extended, Men in Black International.
Yeah, whatever it's called, Extended Universe. How did you guys feel about that trailer?
I thought it was pretty cool. I mean, I'll check the movie out. At first, I was kind of like skeptical. It looks pretty good. And plus, Tessa Thompson in it. So
Someone in Hollywood hire somebody else other than Tessa Thompson and Zoe Kravitz? There's other talented people.
So what you're saying is you don't have a problem with Tessa Thompson being in the movie. You're just getting tired of seeing her everywhere.
Yes.
I can understand that. So let me ask you this. Who'd you cast in place of her?
Somebody else.
Give us a name, dude. Who would you rather cast in that movie that you would go see? So personally, I think Zazie Beetz can do it.
That's the first name that came to mind.
Oh yeah. Oh,
she can do it. But get this though, she's only had Deadpool. That's the only real big movie credit she's got to her name right now.
Where Tessa Thompson
and Zoe Kravitz have otherwise filmed.
They basically have a bigger
resume. Well, because they're the only people getting the roles. That's why.
But, yeah, well, here's the thing. Tessa Thompson also had a big-time, multi-billion-dollar movie. The Thor Ragnarok, or I don't know if it made a billion, but...
Well...
Multi-million. Just go multi-million. High million.
Yeah, multi-million. There we go. Well, she's done a movie that has made an insane amount of money. A significant profit.
And I'm not saying that she's bad. I'm just saying that Hollywood can hire somebody else other than them two.
But specifically
Zoe Kravitz. Zoe Kravitz shows up on like too much stuff.
Yeah, I think Zazie Beetz would be perfect. See what you're saying, as in she doesn't have like the big name credits, but she has some credits to her. She's a better actress.
I would agree. Both of them. I agree. I think she'd do a phenomenal job in that role too. But the thing is that she's not in, and for whatever reason, she hasn't had the representation to get her out there like Tessa Thompson.
Maybe she was in the running. Maybe she was offered a role and turned it down. We don't know, like, the casting.
But, I mean, I do know that Men in Black International, I'm intrigued by it, and I'm going to check it out.
That has RIPD written all over it.
Are you serious?
Yes.
Like, RIP, was it DV, whatever? That looked like it sucked in the trailers. Like, the idea sounded like it sucked. It was a terrible idea.
Because all it was just Men in Black.
It sounded stupid.
Oh, it was just Men in Black with zombies and like monsters. It's like Hellboy, Men in Black. So speaking of Hellboy. speaking of Hellboy.
Horrible.
Mike, did you see the Hellboy trailer?
Yeah, I saw it.
What did you think of it?
Unimpressed.
That is not good at all. The makeup work looks terrible, dude. Like
David Harbour looks okay, but previous Ron Perlman, Guillermo del Toro, Hellboys is still fresh in my mind, and it looks like the exact same thing. That they changed nothing except for the creative lead character.
No.
Because Guillermo del Toro's one was a lot more. That was some original shit.
The Golden Army is like, that's a beautiful movie. It might not be a great movie as far as the story is concerned, but visually.
One thing about Guillermo del Toro, he's a very visionary director, and he did a great job on both the Hellboy movies because to me it created a whole universe. You actually felt this was a universe. This just seemed like, I don't know. It just seemed like it's too early. I don't know.
Yeah,
right, because it's a cheaper version of that.
Right, exactly. And the Hellboy looks shitty. Ron Perlman version, the makeup look organic. Maybe because he already had like a kind of monstrous face.
He looks like a monster.
Ron Perlman is used to all that prosthetics. I mean, that dude's done like most of his early work was heavy prosthetics.
Beauty and the Beast,
and was like Quest for Fire. I mean, he was always doing movies where he had prosthetic work, so he's used to just emoting through that stuff. He looked the part, and with CGI the way it is now, I think the better route would have been for him to drop another $20 million, beg, borrow, steal it from somewhere, making Hellboy CGI. You could have got any voice actor you wanted to handle that, or David Harbour could have just mocapped the whole thing and it would have worked out better.
It just doesn't look good at all.
It look like when he's talking and stuff, he doesn't look like he's just, it's not really working out too well. I mean, maybe it'll look better in motion with the full thing. Maybe
he looks stiff as shit. He looks stiff.
Ron Perlman had gained weight. He might not have been as cut as the look of the Hellboy was, but David Harbour, just, he doesn't look like he's cut that way, or the muscle suit's not structured right. I don't know. It's just, maybe he should just live in that suit for a couple weeks or something.
I see what you're saying, Kevin. I agree. I think from a person that I never did processing like that, but if I had a role that I was acting and they had prosthetics. I would actually have the prosthetics on me way before shooting starts, just to get used to it, just to practice, just to do this, just to do that. To me, it doesn't seem like that. I mean, but this is just a trailer, so we don't know for sure, but it just seems like he seems uncomfortable.
I just don't think this movie's going to turn out well.
Who's the director?
Neil Marshall. He did a movie that you like, James. The Descent.
Hold on, what's your name again?
Neil Marshall.
Oh, Neil Marshall. I thought you said Del Marshall. Well, who the hell's Del Marshall? Okay, Neil Marshall. Okay.
So yeah. He has done The Descent, Doomsday, that Channing Tatum Centurion movie. A couple episodes of Black Sails, a couple episodes of Game of Thrones, that Constantine TV show, a couple episodes of Hannibal, a couple episodes of Timeless, Westworld, Lost in Space. So mostly TV, but I guess a sequel to that King Kong movie.
I will say this. I like The Descent. The Descent is probably in my top 100. And I don't know. You know, you directed a pretty decent movie. You know, a certain genre. And then for you to try something else doesn't necessarily mean it's going to work out. Hence, James Wan. I haven't seen Aquaman, but from what I hear, it was pretty decent and visually stunning, but it's just not your forte.